All right, joining us today is Steve Swoffer, Executive Director of No-Till on the Plains. And coming up January 30th through the 31st in Wichita, Kansas, is the No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. Steve joins us now. Steve, this is an event that growers, industry partners, soil health enthusiasts of all types will want to be a part of, and I know they look forward to it every year. Tell us a little bit about what's on the agenda for the conference this year and what attendees can expect.
Well, Carson, we've got a really exciting agenda this year. Main speaker, keynote speaker this year is Alan Savory. Alan is world famous for his holistic management teachings and practical applications in Africa and across the world in the way he has restored grasslands, and now those principles are being applied to farm ground as well. In addition, we have Oklahoma's own Jimmy Emmons as another keynote speaker, and Jimmy will be sharing the story of soil health on his farm and ranch and how that's changed his life, and we're really excited about that. We have a number of different tracks that folks can be looking for when they come to the conference. We'll have a soil biology track, we'll have a livestock integration track, we'll have a practical crop production track, and then just kind of a producer sharing stories about their own farms and ranches track. So we have a lot of folks, speakers this year, over 25 speakers that folks can look for on our agenda. And this year, for the first time ever, we're going to be in Wichita, Kansas at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center. We think that's going to create a lot of good networking opportunities. You can come to the Hyatt and spend your entire 2 days with us, eat on site, sleep on site, and attend the conference. So we're really excited about our new venue.
This is actually the 22nd year this conference has taken place?
Yeah, Carson, this is our 22nd year, and we have always been here in the late January, early February timeframe, so that's not changed at all. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really good opportunity to come learn, meet peers, and also meet the leading scientists in soil health and regenerative agriculture.
Yeah, so in those 22 years that you all have been doing this conference and promoting soil health and conservation, what's changed in the industry?
Well, I think we've learned an awful lot about how the soil changes and adapts as you add new and different techniques. This conference really just started off with the idea of we're not going to till the soil. Then over the years, we've learned that crop rotation is very important. Diversity in the crops and keeping something growing all the time or as much as you can is important. And now we're kind of going back to what our grandfathers did as well and integrating livestock on every acre that we have so that there's a system that looks like the prairie was when our great-grandfathers and our great-great-grandfathers came to this part of the country, and really trying to adapt our farming practices to look a whole lot more like the native ecosystem that we have.
Sure. So at this conference, like you said, you've got over 20 expert speakers lined up, 45 breakout sessions. I mean, it sounds like a full agenda, and you guys are definitely trying to give folks their money's worth that come to this thing. One thing that you did last year, and I guess you're bringing it back this year, is the Beginner's Workshop. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. That's the day before the actual winter conference, so January 29th. We'll have our Beginner's Day, and this is an event designed for somebody who's really looking to make the change, has been a conventional tillage farmer up to this point, or is just getting started in farming and wondering how they would implement a soil health system. And so it's really targeted at folks who are novices and need just the basics of how to get started, how to get away from tillage, how does a crop rotation benefit them, and how they need to look at going into that system, getting a farm ready for that system. So if you've been in the no-till production or soil health production for less than 5 years, or you're just getting started, this will be a great day to come hear from experienced people who've made the mistakes, and you can learn from their mistakes.
So you've got the beginner's workshop preceding the conference, and then following it, you've got the AIM Symposium. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. February 1st is our Agriculture's Innovative Mind Symposium. This is really our advanced day, and this year our theme is innovations in regenerative agriculture. So we're going to focus on the leading edge of production practices and philosophies of regenerating your soil. So we're really breaking it down into three sections of the day. The first will be about the carbon-nitrogen ratios and soil interaction in your soil as you use synthetic nitrogen. What can that do to the carbon cycle? The second part of the day is innovative crop production practice. We're going to look at growing different kinds of crops and growing them in different sequences and growing them together. And then the third part of the day is really about livestock grazing innovation, multiple species at the same time, putting a perennial grazing system into your crop rotation. How do you implement these things and make the most of stacking enterprises on your farm?
Well, I can tell a lot of work and thought has been going into the planning of this event. And like I said, I think farmers that attend are definitely going to get their money's worth out of it. But you're actually sweetening the deal a little bit right now. You're offering early registration at a discounted price. Is that correct?
Yeah. So December 16th, our prices will go up. And so if you register before December 15th, you're going to get our discounted prices. The price for the conference is $275. If you add another event on there, either the beginner's symposium or beginner's workshop or the AIM symposium, will actually give you a break for registering for multiple events. So we'll still have some breaks for multiple event registration after the 16th, but really you're going to get your best pricing right now if you register by December 15th.
Okay, gotcha. So tell us all those details again, the where and the when and all of that.
Sure. So we're going to be in Wichita, Kansas, the Hyatt Regency Hotel, which is right downtown. January 29th will be our beginner's workshop. January 30th and 31st is the No-Till on the Plains annual winter conference. And February 1st is the AIM Symposium.
All right. And I assume people can go to notill.org for registration and more information on the conference as well.
Yeah, we've got all the information for hotel registration, for conference registration, all the packages and anything that you need is on the website. But if you need to talk to a live person, just give us a ring at 785-210-4549.
Okay, well, thank you. I know we're looking forward to this conference as much as you are. Thank you again for your time, and I'm sure we're going to catch up with you after the conference as well. That's Steve Swoffer, Executive Director of No-Till on the Plains, joining us today. For more information, be sure to click over to notill.org. And for Radio Oklahoma Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report.com, I'm Carson Horn.